Back on Fred Nat's On Deck for our pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, joined with Merrick Baldo, third-year reliever out of LMU. And Merrick got to pitch a couple of days in a row earlier in this series. Overall, for you, how have things felt recently?
Been feeling good, you know, still working with getting my fastball up. My velo's been going up a little bit too, so I'm happy with that. I'm still working on my little cutter slider thing, and my changeup's been feeling good too, so, you know, just keeping pushing through.
After throwing back-to-back days on Wednesday and Thursday, I'd imagine you knew you weren't going to pitch yesterday. Did you get to fully take in the 4th of July experience here for the first time at Virginia Credit Union Stadium?
Yeah, for sure. It was amazing. I definitely knew I was down yesterday, so that was nice. But yeah, I mean, the fans were incredible. The whole fireworks after, the whole pregame, postgame, all of it. It was really fun to watch.
We, of course, get to kind of see things from a bird's eye view. From your sight, what was it like being down here in the dugout with such a packed house?
Over in the bullpen was fun. You get the little like crowd next to you too, which is nice, because the little VIP area. So you get to like kind of talk with the fans and give out baseballs. We grabbed a bunch of baseballs to give out yesterday because like it's the 4th. Have fun. But yeah, it was really cool to just see how many people actually showed up.
Hey, we had you on camera at one point, and you were just looking over into the crowd. You're throwing your hands up in disbelief. Do you remember at all? I think it was maybe the 7th inning, what that was.
Yeah, so there's a TV actually in the VIP area, so we saw the camera was on us. So we were just like, why are they pointing at the bullpen? Like, what did the bullpen do? So we were just like, why are you guys on us?
Can you hear the TV at all or no audio?
No audio. So we can just see, so we can see velos. It's a little bit time lagged, but we can kind of relatively know what's going on.
To let you in on insider secrets, we were complimenting you guys. It was not criticism at all.
That's what we thought was going on, but it was just funny to see us on the TV and then it happening in real time.
The bullpen's been so good, really, the entirety of the season. The best one in the Carolina League all year, one of the best in minor league baseball. At what point this year, since you've been here the whole season, did you realize it was more than just a hot stretch and that this was going to be the real deal for most of the year?
I mean, from the beginning, honestly. All of us kind of clicked well, and all of us knew exactly what we needed to do to continually grow and continually like play well, and we just kind of build off each other. So as we keep building off each other, we keep on seeing our success.
For you, it was just a great start in April, bit of a struggle through May, turning things around in June, and then now you've made 4 straight appearances without giving up a hit or a run. Can you take us into the mind of a reliever? How do you process really a season when it comes down to you're making a couple appearances a week, which means a ton of appearances in a month? How do you kind of process that?
I didn't know that, so thanks for telling me. But yeah, it's just staying consistent with what you know you're good at and having a plan. Randy, who's one of the catching guys with us, he's great. We had this talk, I think, 2-3 weeks ago, where it's just like having a plan and knowing that like if your plan doesn't succeed, just stick to it because that's what works. So I've been kind of trying to build off that kind of mindset.
For you personally, what is your plan?
Fastball up, changeup down. I mean, stick to that and I can keep succeeding. First pitch strikes. When you're behind in counts, don't make mistakes, but that's pretty much it.
I think we're pretty envious of you guys getting to watch Robert Kranz pitch at field level for most of the season. Now he's on his way to Wilmington. What's it like watching him for the last 2 years and then this recent hot stretch that he was on?
I mean, incredible. He's a young guy and he's a nice kid. And I mean, he's awesome. He was a great, I mean, we miss him in the bullpen. So he was a great person to have in there and his success is awesome. It really is.
How do you guys keep up the success at a bullpen when it's kind of changing the whole time? The personnel has really warped a lot of the year with guys getting moved up. Feels like the Wilmington bullpen is as much the Fred Nat bullpen as the Fred Nat bullpen is now. But how have you guys been able to maintain that success?
And it's really just building off each other. Once someone leaves, you know, you got to step up. There's roles that need to be filled. I mean, you're always looking for that next promotion too. You're always wishing that it's you. You're always wishing that you want to keep moving and keep succeeding. So you have to keep pushing yourself. And when that role is gone, fill it.
Rob had kind of turned into the de facto closer, sometimes going back-to-back days for saves. Now that he's on his way out, I know you've described yourself as a fireman before and you'll take on any situation, but if you get more of a share of the 9th inning and the closer role, how will you approach that?
Same as I always have. Win the game and execute my plan.
What's different about the 9th inning than maybe a high-leverage situation that comes in the 6th or the 7th, maybe the 8th?
It's mostly those 3 outs are always the hardest to get, but those hitters are more focused at that time, if that makes sense. They know they only have 10, 15 pitches in the inning, and they want to win. So you're fighting. It's a fight. It's not as much like a game anymore. It's a fight between you and that batter.
If we do show you on camera again from the bullpen, what would you like us to say about you?
Anything nice is great.
That's Merrick Baldo here on Fred Nats on Deck. Merrick, thank you for the time.
Of course, man. Thank you.